Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Top of the hour news, lawmakers are promising to reform police practices. It's too late. It's too late. You've had decades to do it. You've abused us. It's too late. It's now time to disband the police departments across the country and across the world and rebuild. It's time to abandon, it's time to shut down city halls across the country because you have been supporting the police who have been abusing us for decades. I just heard at the top of the hour news that consumer prices have decreased again last month, down 0.1%. That's a lie. If you want to buy anything, now prices have gone up. I can't believe it. So I guess if you tell a lie big enough, long enough, people will start to believe it. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, live in Australia. David's with us right now. And I just want to bring this up. There's some protesting going on in Sydney, Australia, at Sydney's Central Station. And it was a protest where it was a nice protest. And the police pepper sprayed the protesters. Now, where do they spray these streams? Now, this is not like a mist. These are streams. Where do they spray pepper spray on the protesters? Right in the face.
Mouth and eyes.
Right in the face. And there's videos of it, images of it. These people, these police should be arrested, handcuffed, and get the same exact treatment that they are unleashing on we the people of the planet. These guys have riot boots, billy clubs, guns, tasers, the whole nine yards. These guys are ready for war, and they're unleashing it on we the people. David, you had a comment?
Yeah. Do you honestly really think they're going to give up that power so easily? They're doing this in front of everyone. They know the cameras are there. They know the film, the videos are there. They don't care. And they've had this amount of power for generations, and it's gotten worse and worse. My father's been sending me videos. There's probably tens of thousands of videos about what they've done. They take videos. They take pictures. I would get sent stuff to me like crazy. And so I'm not surprised every time I see the news and another videos came out. They're out there all over the place. Nobody just wants to sit there and say, hey, I seen the cops. Or another cop, he doesn't want to be the one to come out there and say, hey, they did this in front of me. You could tell that guy that's disturbed by it. When you see a group of them and they've done something to somebody, you see the one guy that's kind of wandering around like, I don't want to be here. He's looking off. He don't even want to look at the situation. You could tell that's the guy that's troubled by it, but yet he won't act because he knows that's how they weed them people out. I've asked them time and time again, even when they hire black police officers, they got to prove their loyalty to us before their own people. Once they do that, then they become one of us. Other than until that time, they go in everywhere. First, they go into the hot zones. they'll realize either they're going to be and prove themselves to us, or they're not going to be. They're not going to want to be here.
I'm looking at an image, a still picture, of the Central Station in Sydney on Saturday night, with a police officer, I guess. He's got a can of spray, and he's aimed it. Now, this thing is traveling at least 10 feet, and it is a stream. It's not a mist, and he's aimed it right at the face of a protester. And there are protesters on the ground that have already been sprayed in pain, because that's what these guys have done. This is over the top. And the reason, I believe, and you've said it in different words, but the reason they get away with it is because City Hall, the government, allows them, encourages them, trains them, and equips them to do this, and rewards them to do this. So it needs to, what needs to happen? Well, the police need to be disbanded. And the city governments need to be disbanded. Because they support, condone, endorse, enhance, and protect the people who are committing these crimes against we, the people. David, do you agree or disagree? Then go ahead.
I agree, and I've told you this before several times. Whenever they go out there and something happens to men in blue and the city officials, all they have to do is give an excuse no matter how stupid it is. I mean, do you see the stuff we're dealing with these two situations, the New York and or the Buffalo and the Minnesota? They're now, people are out there saying, oh, they had blood packets in their ears ready to go. It's all the guy, they're saying the guy that died, he didn't die. He was a crisis actor. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, and there's actually people believing it.
Well, it doesn't look like that to me. What I saw was this guy go backwards, and blood was coming out behind his head. Gwyneth, I'm talking about Buffalo, New York. Gwyneth, your comments about, have you seen this kind of brutality by the police in Australia?
I know of one case that was very, very public at the time. Where the police covered up one of the most brutal murders that has ever been in Western Australia, where people that I've spoken to who saw the inside of this house where this murder happened just said that there was blood everywhere. The woman was Heather Glendinning, and her throat was cut and her children's throats were cut, and the WA police tried to say that it was a murder-suicide. There were extensive signs of violence in the house, and apparently this woman had been screaming for quite some time, and the police deliberately delayed showing up. So that whenever I hear these Bravo Sierra excuses that the police make of, you know, that they feared for their safety, that, you don't know the sorts of things that we have to go through. Listen, you're speaking to somebody who has been chased through a state forest, me, myself personally, chased through a state forest with my two young children. Now they're not young children, now they're 17 and 19. But at the time they were young children, and we were chased through a state forest by a gang of around about 30 or 40 corrupt police and their hangers-on, and five or six, including their hit squad, included five or six Alsatians. It included spotter planes. It included helicopters. It included aluminium boats with guys with high-powered rifles on the lake. It included guys with jet skis and high-powered rifles on the lake. And any time that I hear a cop say, oh, but, you know, you don't know what we have to go through. We fear for our safety out there. I'll say, well, you're not the one who made us the enemy. Actually, you are the ones. You are the ones. You, Mr. Police Officer, you are the ones who made us the enemy. We did not make us the enemy. You made us the enemy. You made us the enemy because you treated us like the enemy, and we have no choice now but to behave like the enemy because they are at war. They are putting up this BLM Antifa straw man to be a fake opposition so that they think that we will just all fold over and say, oh, well, here's some opposition to the police, finally, yay, we must be on their side, and go and all join them. When in reality, it's just another Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. We're at these demonstrations, the police are actually protecting the BLM / Antifa protesters. They're not opposed to the police. Why? If they were opposed to the police, if they were the opposite team to the police, why would the police be protecting them? People need to ask these questions. At these protests where you get journalists simply come and say, yeah, we saw a busload of you guys coming. We saw, you know, we saw the seven buses parked out the back of City Hall. We saw you coming out of them. We would like to know who paid for the buses. Where you get journalists, genuine journalists, asking these sorts of questions, the BLM Antifa types wearing, you know, not doing social distancing, by the way, that's gone out the window, but that's beside the point. They surround this journalist and they get really, really antagonistic, violent, throwing things at him. And then guess who comes in and puts their 2 cents worth and accosts the guy and basically shoves him off the site? It's the police that step in at that point, grab the guy by his armpits, and drag him from the scene. You know, and basically, you know, what the heck? This is a Hegelian dialectic. The BLM are working with the police to be the fake opposition. And so that the police can then say, well, you need us to protect you from them. Meaning BLM / Antifa, okay? These guys are violent. They're funded by George Soros, who is a Nazi collaborator, you know, and who brings down economies of whole countries. And when he was asked, he brought down the economy of Malaysia back in the day, and when he was asked why he brought down the economy of Malaysia, he said, oh, I just did it because I could. He did it because he could. This guy is really evil. Okay?
We'll be right back.
He's funding the whole thing. He's doing it to create instability. And we need to not fall for it.
Who is funding this instability?
George Soros.
Oh, okay. Well, George Soros is... nephew, I believe, is married to Chelsea Clinton.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so Chelsea Clinton married a guy by the name of Mark Mezvinsky. And Mark Mezvinsky refers to himself as a Jewish nerd. So Mark Mezvinsky set up a hedge fund. And he lost 90% of his investors' money. Yeah. But his father, Ed Mezvinsky, has served 2 terms as a Democrat congressman representing Iowa's 1st Congressional District in the 1970s. Ed Mezvinsky, the Democratic congressman, pleaded guilty to running a Ponzi-type scheme that defrauded nearly $10 million from investors. Kind of sounds very similar to like father, like son. How about that? So Chelsea Clinton is married to this guy, and he is a nephew of George Soros.
Wow. That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
That does not surprise me. This guy's a scumbag. This scumbag doesn't even begin to describe George Soros. He's
and his name isn't Soros.
Evil man
it's
on the
Schwartz.
Planet. And he's funding Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And
all right, let's get this whole thing up for massive
disruption so that he can benefit from it.
So Chelsea Clinton married this guy, Mark Mezvinsky, in 2010. And the wedding cost about $5
million.
$5 million. So here's a breakdown of the wedding. $11,000 for the cake. Now this is going to make you sick. It ought to make you sick at the $11,000 for the cake in 2010 for the wedding cake. How does a wedding cake cost, I'm sorry, $11,000? How's that happen? $250,000 for Chelsea's baubles, meaning jewelry. $250,000 for jewelry. $109,000 for tables and crockery. $600,000 for a glass-walled, air-conditioned series of tents. $600,000. $600,000. $500,000 for flowers. $500,000 for flowers. $200,000 for extra security. And if you had to use the bathroom, well, it was going to be outside. So they had $15,000 worth of porta-potties with porcelain toilets. That is just a partial breakdown of the Clinton-Mezvinsky wedding. So if you don't think these people are all connected, they are. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Now,
they're all linked.
Yes.
All of them.
So here we have...
They just are.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really sad because I actually know people who have been sucked into this whole Black Lives Matter thing who don't know that, you know, what a bunch of evil scumbags are running it, okay? And they genuinely want to fight against police corruption and think that it's a really bad thing that, you know, George Floyd died, and they think that, you know, all of this, you know, thing of, you know, police corruption is, you know, that Black Lives Matter are the answer to it and all the rest of it. And it's just not true. That they are ultimately the Hegelian they're the Hegelian solution, and there's the thing about Hegelian solutions, that is that they never make things better. They only ever make things worse. And if anyone wants to look up on the internet what a Hegelian dialectic is, it's that, oh my gosh, well, you know, you can look it up, but it's like, wow, we've got a massive, massive, massive problem here. We've just got, you know, too many sharks, so we'll make a movie called Jaws. You know, when in reality, like, 12 people a year die in shark attacks worldwide, or something like that. But they, you know, they decide that sharks are going to be the problem, and sharks are the big boogeyman. And so, you know, now we need to have a massive war on sharks. And so they go out and they just hire guys to go hunt down all the sharks. You know,
right.
And
we'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some states are moving quickly in the direction of police reforms following the death of George Floyd. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to sign police reform bills that include one to release police disciplinary records. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins saying lawmakers have repealed an old state civil rights law that shields the public from learning about officer misconduct and disciplinary actions.
There's smoke, there's fire. If you've got 15 accusations of excessive force, chances are there's something wrong in the way you're interacting with the public.
A U.S. Senate resolution shows Republican opposition to defunding police departments. The resolution was introduced yesterday, also calling for justice for George Floyd's death. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured in an early morning fire in New York City. It happened in Queens. Officials say flames broke out in a home just after 5:30 this morning and quickly spread to two neighboring houses. A child is reportedly among the injured. All expected to recover. A cause of the fire is still under investigation. In sports news, the Major League Baseball draft begins tonight. Normally 40 rounds, the draft has been cut down to just 5 rounds this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Round 1 and compensatory picks will take place tonight. Rounds 2 through 5 will take place tomorrow. The Detroit Tigers are topping the overall pick for the second time in 3 years. Only the Houston Astros don't have a first-round pick. It was stripped as part of the punishment for their sign-stealing scandal. And Gone with the Wind is about to be gone from HBO Max until it can attach a disclaimer about historical context and racist depictions. The 1939 Academy Award winner, taken offline amid protests after the death of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who died in Minneapolis police custody. A spokesperson telling Variety that the film was a product of its time, and to keep it up without an explanation and denouncement would be irresponsible. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my. When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, David's with us, and, you know, if you look at the similarities, I've said that what's happening now is a combination. I don't think there are any other broadcasters that agree with me, but I stand firm that what you're seeing right now is a combination of a civil war and a revolutionary war. It's a combination of both. And it's because of the government oppression of the people. It's corporate oppression, corporate lying. It's amazing how no one seems to be able to figure out what's true and what's not anymore because of all the lies, the controlled media and so forth. So the Boston Massacre was one of the things that happened that caused the first American Revolution. There are many things, but the Boston Massacre was a result of months of tension between British soldiers and Boston residents. soldiers were there to help enforce the Townsend Acts. And the people of Boston resented having their town occupied by an army of harassing soldiers. They resented it. And the colonists were being forced to pay for the soldiers being there. You know, food. They had to buy supplies for the soldiers. And they resented it. And what happened was a young teenager got into a verbal argument with one of the sentries, you know, the of the crown. And the sentry struck the boy, hit him. A crowd gathered. Eight more soldiers came to defend and fire on the crowd. 11 townspeople lay dead or wounded in the streets. The next thing you know, we got a civil, I'm sorry, we have a revolutionary war. It kind of sounds like what's happening now, doesn't it? The police is similar to the crown. The crown beat up the residents, the villagers, and the villagers lost their tempers. Finally, that was the straw that broke the camel's back with George Floyd, and here we are today with the world burning. So it's not just America. It's the police everywhere. It's the governments everywhere. It's the corporations that lie, cheat, rip us off with faulty products and don't stand behind their warranties. And now you can't call anybody. Who, you know, when I lost my temper, I was in California, and my car was towed from the apartment parking lot where I was temporarily staying. And the towing company ran me ragged. And they wouldn't tell me the truth as to where my car was. It was like in North San Jose, South San Jose, East San Jose. And finally, you know, those were the days of the phone booths. And I kept calling the same guy, like, where's my car? Where's my car? Where's my car? And they ran me ragged across town, back and forth. And I finally lost my temper. And I said, I'll tell you what. I know where you are. And if you don't tell me, if you don't call me back in 2 minutes and tell me where my car is, I'm going to take the car I'm driving right now and I'm going to drive it right through your front window. That is the level of frustration that the world is experiencing. Bad information, misinformation. You know what? He called me back. He called me back because he knew I had lost it. I wanted my car and they wouldn't tell me honestly where it was. And when I went to get my car, it was in a chain-linked concertina wire fenced-in compound. And the guy who was the owner of this towing company had my car. And he was holding me hostage for $60 ransom. And I said, well, let me go to my car and get you, you know, my other car, the car that I drove over there in. Let me get my checkbook. He said, no, cash. So I said, well, let me go to my car. Well, here's what I did. I went to my car, and that was pistol practice night at Lockheed Missiles and Space Corporation. So in my briefcase, I had my Browning semi-automatic target pistol. So I said, well, let me get my briefcase. And so I brought it over, and I opened my briefcase up, and there it was. All legal in California. I had the right to have that, and it was in my briefcase, and I opened up my briefcase, and there he saw my semi-automatic pistol. And I said to him, now, who do you want me to make this check out to? And he told me. Sometimes people lose their tempers. Now, fortunately, nobody was shot, but I had it. But that's what happened in the first American Revolution. That's what's happening all across the world right now. David, do you have any comments about this?
Yeah. You see the frustration you had just over your car, okay?
Yeah, they stole my car.
Right. I agree. I'm trying to get to a point here. I agree with Gwyneth. This is not just a Black Lives Matter thing. But Every community has some type of area in their community where the police target the most. In the rural cities, it happens to be a lot of black neighborhoods. Them people, just think what it's like for you. Every day you go out of the house, you have to wonder if you're going to make it home, if you're going to come get home with everything you have in your pockets or cash, or they follow you home, they decide to go and rush into your house and think there's something going on because they want to get in there. Now, anything in your house or in your vehicle is up for grabs for them, for the men in blue. Any of them. Now, she brought up about it. Said that was the policy that they did. College students would protest at the major university there. Well, whenever there was a call, we just drove around and went all over the place before we went into that, because they want that guy to get busted up because they protested. They couldn't do nothing to him physically anymore, so they just let somebody else take care of the problem for him. And that's what they would do. They would do that to even the black neighborhoods. But
David, let me see if I understand. So what you're saying is the police are called to protect people, and what the police did was ride around, wasted time, so that the people would fight among themselves rather than have the police actually come to protect and serve. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, for people that they wanted to get back. Yes, like the college students, for example, when they protested there at the major University of Chicago, I'll say it. Okay. Well, they had phones everywhere. Whenever there was a major call, they would drop me off by one of these emergency phones, and I had to stay there until I was picked back up.
When you say emergency phones, you're talking about a police call box, which is no longer in existence, right? You're saying that there were light poles that had a little phone on them, and it was just for the police. They'd pick up the phone and whoever picked up that phone to the police headquarters.
Yes, and in the department, they had a big map on the wall, and every time you pulled, that phone went off the hook. The lights went up so they knew exactly where that receiver was off if they didn't get to contact anybody. So I'd get dropped off by one of them if there was a serious, serious call that they knew, look, we can't have him with us, you know, drop him off. And you'd sit out there at midnight waiting for somebody in the middle of the city, you know. I mean, but she brought up something to show you. There was one of his FBI buddies shot this woman twice while he was drunk. And I'm right there. They was not upset the fact that they shot this woman twice while he was drunk because he was mad. They were all just upset is she happened to survive and somebody called the ambulance because they heard the shots. My dad was on their way over there to finish her off. And this was right there. I'm right there. So it wasn't the fact that they were worried about, they were upset that this person got shot. They were trying to clean up the mess. You know, so they're trying to clean up the mess. So my dad had to be the one to go in there and let her know what would happen to her and her kids if she didn't change her story. So they just, it's accidental shooting. That's it.
Twice. Gwyneth, doesn't this fit with some of the things that you have seen in Australia?
Yeah. Yeah. It absolutely does. And, you know, the police, yeah, I've had where, you know, it eventually got to the point where I couldn't drive my motor vehicle around without getting harassed by the police, okay? And so then I got an electric tricycle, and I would take my electric tricycle the 20 kilometres into town, that was like 15 miles into town, and then I would do my shopping and load up my electric trike and then, you know, leave it to charge for about 3 or 4 hours and then go home. And I would have the police following me around town on my electric tricycle. So, in other words, I would be going along the road on my electric tricycle and a police car would go past me and he would do a U-turn, go around, come down a side street, go around the block, and then go past me again. That's what I mean by follow me around town. And, you know, it's just absolutely disgusting. I've had the police, you know, follow me around when I've been just walking or biking or on my horse, pulling me over when I'm driving my horse and gig, and flashing their police lights at my horse and gig. And that potentially is an extremely dangerous situation. To flash your light at a horse is a really, really dangerous situation. Because you don't know if you're going to send that horse into a spooking fit and make it run off and go uncontrollable so that it you know, kills someone, potentially. So this is what they have done to me in the past. I've got no reason to trust these people. They have trespassed on my land, you know, multiple times. They've done unwarranted searches. They've tried to stitch me up with false criminal charges. You know, it's just disgusting. The list is never ending. And people wonder why people don't trust the police. I can tell you why people don't trust the police, because I'm not the only one who's out there. And why did they do this to me? They did this to me because I stood up against pedophiles who were stalking my son. And I exposed their corruption on YouTube, where they were operating a sex racketeering scam, where they were writing huge infringement notices out to local women, and then excusing them if they gave a night's entertainment to one of the sergeants. And that probably doesn't surprise David or you at all. But that was the sort of thing that was going on around here. And I made a YouTube video about it. I didn't name names in the YouTube video. But, you know, that's the sort of thing that goes on. And I found
Gwyneth,
out that it was actually really, really common.
Gwyneth, do you have any...
And that's why they harassed me.
Do you have any first-hand experience with the police asking for sexual favors to get out of tickets and harassment?
Well, I was pulled over one... Oh, actually, I wasn't. I was asleep in my car on the side of the road.
All right, hold on.
And
we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, in Virginia, in the Commonwealth of Virginia, there was a statue of Christopher Columbus, and it was torn down last night, and it was rolled into a lake by anti-racism protesters. And statues are falling and being torn down all across the world in a similar fashion. Associated Press just released this information in Paso Robles, California. A gunman shot into a California police station. A deputy was wounded. That's all the information that's available. What's happening is the escalation is increasing. The villagers have had it. The police are escalating. The governments are backing the police. They are not arresting cops who beat up we, the villagers. David, the question for you is, and then followed by Gwyneth, please. How do you think this is going to end? Do you think it's going to escalate into more of a shooting war? Do you think it's just going to die down? Any thoughts?
I worry about it escalating to more of a shooting war. And I mentioned this before. In the cities, I used to walk around there, like in the south side of Chicago. And I was walking around apartment buildings, everything during the day. And then they dropped me off at night. I didn't think nothing about it. I thought I was safe. Well, when they had a celebration and the shooting went off at night, I'm like, gee whiz, everybody's got a gun here. And those weren't just semi-automatics. And I could not believe it. There's a lot of guns in them cities, at least that city there is. As far as that, if they're not using them yet, they're showing some restraint. But how long will that be? I don't know. And that's what's concerning me, and I worry about that.
Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think this is going away. I think that this is going to escalate into some sort of a revolution, and I think that George Soros and company are trying to steer it into a communist revolution, because this is exactly what they do in communist revolutions. They do stupid things like ripping down statues. And around here, we have a famous war hero who has his statue in a local park. And he's nationally famous. I mean, this guy won a Victoria Cross, and he came from the local village down the road. And they're very, very proud of him. I think that if any Antifa type
came in and tried to pull this guy's statue down in the local park, that there would be some very, very angry individual in the town. I think that word would get out within minutes, and I think that he would have around about 900 really, really angry people surrounding him, and there is nothing that the local police would be able to do. And if his statue was defaced, I think that the local population of the town would just be really, really unhappy about it. That's just a local example. And his name is called Albert Jacker, by the way. And the local park is actually named after him. They actually named their whole local park and their village after him, and it's called Jacker Park. That's J-A-C-K-A. So if you went onto Wikipedia and just typed in Albert Jacker, then you can read his whole story. If they try and rip down Albert Jacker's statue, the things are not going to go well for the local Antifa people who come in and try and do that. And I think that the 8 or 10 police who live in this district will find themselves pretty powerless to stop them. You know,
speaking
I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying this is just my political commentary on how things are likely to go down.
Yeah.
And I live like 20 kilometres out of town, and I hardly ever leave my farm, and I'm probably not going to have anything whatsoever to do with it because, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying this is probably how the locals are going to react in our little hamlet, okay? And probably other little hamlets in Australia are going to be the same. And
so the bottom line is USA Prepares, Gwyneth, David, I, we're not advocating anything. We're not advocating violence at all. We're just giving our take on what we see. David, what are the police, being the son of a policeman at many levels, what are the police afraid of? Are they afraid of these crowds, these massive crowds? What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of going to prison? Very quickly, we've got maybe 30 seconds.
That's the thing. They're afraid of Internal Affairs finally sending them to prison. That's the one thing he was terrified of, and his buddy. I only seen one of his buddies get thrown in prison. One.
And what do you think happened to his buddy?
He died there.
He died in prison?
Yes.
Of natural causes?
I don't know. He wouldn't tell me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David, thank you so much for being with us. Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. Tomorrow, Joey and I are going to do a class on what it was like growing up in the 50s and 60s. Gwyneth, thank you so much for staying up late in Australia.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.